Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
A Leader's Health. I had a great time on the ILBA podcast with Rusty Rabin. Rusty noted how I had used the description of the early life of Jesus from Luke's gospel. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Luke chapter 2, verse 52, and then how I created a pyramid of health for shepherd leaders to follow. I think that Dr. Luke, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, listed those four items in a very specific order. It begins with the growth of our mind, which helps us make healthy choices for our physical body, which allows us to concentrate on our spiritual growth. But ultimately, the real proof of our God-honoring healthiness is seen in how we interact and react with other people. Take a listen.
Craig, let's turn and talk a little bit about the personal life of shepherds. You did something I don't know that I've ever seen done, and I really like the way you did it. In your book, you take the verse of Luke 2:52. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. And you took four of those words or those four things and identified them as representing different types of health. He grew in wisdom, mental health, stature, physical, favor with God, spiritual, favor with men, social or emotional. Those four different types of health, if I can say it that way. Jesus was healthy in that way, and shepherds need to be as well.
Yes. And again, I think that Luke, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, I think that there was, it is on purpose that health is laid out that way. I think it does start with our mind. If we're not processing and thinking in the right way, then the next steps are our physical health, our spiritual health, our emotional health is not going to be in the right vein because we're not thinking the right way. So I think we need to start there. I also think about physical health. You know, if you ever ask somebody for a description of Jesus, I'm going to guess that not very often will you hear somebody say that he was healthy. But I think about the end of Jesus's life as he's heading towards the cross, the horrific physical toll that took on his body. And what if he wasn't physically strong enough to make it all the way to the point where he could say it is finished? And so there had to be that preparation, I think, of his physical body.
Wow. Yeah.
Then I also find it very intriguing too that the next step is spiritual health, because I would have, in my mind, I would have picked that as sort of the pinnacle, you know, we say the spiritual man. But the pinnacle, I think, really is, because this is where the rubber meets the road, so to speak, is this emotional health or this social health, how you interact with other people. That's how we really know that there's been this transformation in our life and that we are holy, healthy people, holy, healthy shepherds, is that, being around sheep, I've learned that they bite. They buck, they knock you around a little bit. They maybe don't express gratitude as much as you would think that they should. And so it's really, if we're not healthy all the way through, our reactions at that time are not going to be very Christ-like. But when you look at the life of Jesus, you never see him going back to somebody and saying, "Hey, I apologize. I misspoke back there," or "I didn't treat you very well." We never see him apologizing. His reactions were always perfectly in line with his godly character. And that's where I think becomes the ultimate peak of our health, is that our reactions are really Christ-like.
In my book, Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter, I take five chapters to unpack the various aspects of a leader's health. And I offer some practical first steps for anyone to address areas where their health is not at its best. I'll be sharing more clips from this interview soon, so please stay tuned. Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter is now available in print or ebook and in audiobook through either Audible or Apple. I've shared links in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.